Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Blair moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. One out. Bertie Tebbutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbutt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Tebbutt reaches second base with a double. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Tebbutt scores. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa misplays the ball. That's an error on Walesa. Bloodworth moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCoskey out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to third. Harris moves to second. Bertie Tebbutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbutt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tebbutt hits a line drive towards short. Walesa catches it and steps on second to double up Harris. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa hits a line drive into right field. Harris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harris. Here's the throw into the infield and Siebert is out. Johnson scores. Walesa moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter is walked intentionally. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walesa moves to third. Suter moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Walesa scores. Suter moves to third. Knott moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Suter scores. Knott moves to third. Krivic moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henshaw moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Henshaw moves to third. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walesa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Suter reaches second base with a double. Kramer throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Suter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hayes scores. Walesa goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knott strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Lum Harris now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Tigers, 6, Athletics, 6. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Harris reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mo Franklin pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Franklin moves to second. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dixie Parsons now catching. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walesa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Walesa reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. York strikes out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Harris takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 4 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Higgins reaches second base with a double. McCoskey scores. Harris goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Tigers. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons takes first base on ball 4. Bill Beckman now pitching. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 0 for 0 in the game. Gorsica hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Collins pinch runs for Buddy Blair. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.